Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They're a top-notch group. They need no endorsement from me. They're winners of 9 straight. And when you win 9 straight games, there's usually a mode of operation, and it certainly is. They're a group that takes very good care of the football as a collective. I think they have 10 turnovers on the season. That's number one in football. I think they're number three with 27 takeaways on defense. And so you talk about complementary football. They got an offense that's the best in the world at securing it. They got a defense that's third best at taking it away. And I think that's the building blocks of 9 consecutive wins.
They have taken the ball away 16 times in their 9-game winning streak. That has been a massive catalyst. And as we were discussing in the previous segment, Pat Bostic, who's joining us now, I just don't think Rodgers is going to turn the ball over.
I mean,
he hasn't. Historically, he hasn't.
Look at this thing. This you talk about like nut cutting time, what this game comes down to. And I've been all about, this is where I struggle. Adam, to go into the depths of my soul. I struggle with the Pat Bostic on the Fan Morning Show 5 weeks ago saying, cut it loose, screw it, chuck it around, and now you're in the dance, the postseason, and we're talking turnover differential and first and second down efficiency. I still think you can be aggressive and manage the situation. I trust the quarterback to protect the play call. That is something they have not had in a long time, including Kenny, including Russ, including certainly Justin Fields. Steelers, plus 12 in turnover takeaway. Texans, plus 17. Texans, 29 takeaways. Steelers, 27. Texans, 12 giveaways. Steelers, 15. I mean, now, of those 12 giveaways for Houston, 8 of them are C.J. Stroud interceptions.
Right.
And the Steelers are trotting out a 42-year-old vet that hasn't thrown a pick since November 9th.
232 consecutive passes without an interception.
Which sounds like we're jinxing a perfect game, but man, I just 90% of the calculus in feeling confident about that is the decision making. That's the difference. I mean, he's throwing the ball away at guys' feet if it's not open. And that's why I think Arthur Smith and this offense has evolved, save for one game, because there's just such a high level of trust that he's going to be able to protect the play.
Punts are fine in this one, man.
They're fine. I mean, provided they're good punts.
Yeah. How about the re-kick from Corliss Waitman?
Excellent. I mean,
I thought that had disaster written all over it.
I know. It was excellent. He rose to the occasion.
He did.
But, you know, this is I'm going to amend what I said earlier. This game will come down to first and second down efficiency, protecting the ball, and who can do that while being aggressive. Not who can do that and go 3 yards in a cloud of dust and maybe go for it once on fourth down. It's who can maintain aggression, but the quarterback makes the right decision, gets them in the right play, out of the wrong play to prevent the negative play.
And I think you'd have to trust Rodgers to do that more than
1,000%,
Stroud. 1,000%.
1,000,000%.
Vibe check. Who wins on Monday? That's a Twitter poll I put out there, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. This on the heels of Palm saying that the Steelers will win and it won't be as close as the experts think. 76% of Steelers fans voting to this point think the Steelers are going to win.